Phil Steele on the show at 5:10. We'll go two segments with him, 5:25 as well. We had a ton to talk about with him earlier today. Jabroni of the Week from Mitch at 5:50. And coming up in a little under 10 minutes inside the fort, we test Mitch's knowledge. Do you know anything about the guy the Royals drafted? Do you have anything to tell me about him?
In the first round,
I mean, the Royals have drafted a ton of guys by this point, but their first-round draft pick.
I hear he plays baseball. That's about all I got.
He's a high school first baseman. I know that much.
I heard that he had a bunch of similarities with Eric Hosmer, but...
Ah, okay.
That's about all I have.
There you go.
You.
Now we're talking. Now I'm excited, but I'll forget about it for 3 years until he comes back in my periphery if he makes it to, like, double A. That's how this works. I'm a millennial. I was born in 1989. I got no time to start worrying about guys in the baseball draft. Most anti-millennial thing going in sports, as we discussed yesterday.
Royals may need a first baseman by the end of the season.
Well, that was your idea to make the draft more exciting, right? You have to play him during September call-ups, your draftee. Well, throw him out there, throw him to the fire, see what happens. I did get a kick out of this from yesterday, and it was in response to a question. I think that's one important distinction to make about this story, but new Missouri AD, somewhat new, he's been there for a year, Jim Sterk was asked about whether or not he wants to play Kansas. We've gone through the K-State-Wichita State thing here recently. Obviously, the one that is going to come up with Missouri all the time is playing Kansas. And this is, I believe, really like the first time Jim Sterk has been on the record with this since he's taken over as Mizzou's athletic director. But here was his quote. I'd like for it to happen. I think they made it a point when we left the Big 12 they weren't going to play us anymore, but we're certainly open to it. And here's the key. He says, and I know Kwanzo, their new coach, Kwanzo Martin, will work on that behind the scenes and see if that can happen. So Mizzou is shooting their shot here with Jim Sterk. He's saying, he also went on to say, look, I know that it takes two to tango. I'm paraphrasing now. But it takes two to tango. We're just putting it out there. We are interested. We're ready to go to the table with this if you want to come play us. Not necessarily surprising here, but I like the fact that, one, he is willing to shoot his shot. That's the phrase you hear all the time these days.
Yeah.
Shoot your shot. You want to take your chance. You'll see people on Twitter, you tweet like a Kate Upton asking her to go to dance with you or something. Hey, shoot your shot. You know, if you don't shoot your shot, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot. Shoot your shot. Well, Mizzou is doing so here, even though it may be a long shot. But I like the fact that he includes here at the end of this, because I don't see this a lot in these, you know, Texas A&M. These situations where they're trying to get the other team to play him, to put it on the coach. So he is passing the baton in some ways to Kwanzo Martin to see if he has a good enough relationship with Bill Self or can cultivate that relationship, if he can be the one to sway Bill Self. Because who has all the power in this? Who's ultimately going to make the decision here? It ain't Shane Zinger. It's Bill Self. Like, Bill Self's word is what is going to matter in this situation ultimately. And if you're trying to convince someone of something that they're pretty stubborn about, they're pretty hard-headed about, you're never going to convince them of anything by just going at it from an ideological standpoint. So if you were to go to Kansas and be like, look, yes, we left, but anybody would have done the same thing. We were just trying to protect ourselves. You start doing that it doesn't matter. That's not going to do it. But you bring it down to a personal level, and if Kwanzo Martin likes Bill Self and Bill Self likes him and they develop enough of a relationship and he can kind of be the ambassador there, I still think it's a long shot, but it's a better chance than just trying to sit there and preach with an athletic director about how and why this game should be played. I think it's a smart strategy.
I think there was a little bit of embellishment with the quotes there. I think that Missouri's athletic director is saying those things because he knows that there isn't much of a chance that this is actually going to happen, and he just wants to play well with their fans. I don't know if there was actually a real big chance that this would happen, I don't know if he would say that he was so excited about it. Because, again, Mizzou, if they play this game, even with the team that Mizzou's putting together right now, they're still going to get their tails kicked. It's just a fact. So, I don't know.
I think it'd be an incredibly exciting, fun game next year.
Oh, I would absolutely watch it. I just think that KU would win by 20.
But again, if you try and sit there and tell Kansas, look, it'd be a Power 5 team on your schedule. You wouldn't have to worry about our program is getting better. It would be something exciting. The fans would get. No, that doesn't matter to Kansas. That's not going to work. But bring it down to a personal level. hey, I really like Kuonzo Martin. This guy seems genuine about it. I do think it would be a good idea. Like, maybe that eventually seeps into Bill Self's mind after a period of time, and then it changes. I mean, I'll put it like this. Like, every now and then I ride in a car with someone who won't put on their seatbelt at all, and it drives me nuts because I'm literally sitting here talking to you today because I've worn a seatbelt, would have died in a car accident if not for a seatbelt. But I'm never – if I just sit there and talk to people like, hey, you should wear a seatbelt, it's really important – you know, you give them that boring talk. No, that's not going to convince them to wear a seatbelt. But I've got a giant scar the length of my entire, like, thigh on my leg because I have all this metal in my leg. You start busting that out, talking about how I'd be dead if not for the seatbelt. That's the type of thing that can have more of an impact and actually convince somebody to wear a seatbelt. You got to personalize it here. That's what Mizzou apparently is trying to do, putting it on Kuonzo Martin.
I think that their athletic director saying this, it's similar to me sitting here saying, oh, yeah, I'll fight the Rock. I'll absolutely fight the Rock. Well, I'm saying that because I know it's not going to happen. It makes me look tougher.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. Like I said, long shot. But if you don't put it up from half court, you're never going to make the half court shot.
Sure.
Teams fling up that half court shot at the end of quarters and halves because it's at least a chance. It's a prayer.
What is your level of interest in announcing a Sunflower State and an MLB draft pick?
Well, I guess we can do it when we come back. How about that? We'll also go inside the fort, put Mitch's knowledge to the test to end the hour next on the game.